Welcome to the Fit Chicks Chat Podcast, where we talk all things fitness, nutrition, and wellness for women to help you live your healthiest and fiercest life inside and out. And now, your hosts, Laura Jackson and Amanda Quinn.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to today's episode of Fit Chicks Chat, where our goal is to educate and empower women to take control of their health, their fitness, through our weekly podcast, as well as help you guys build amazing businesses in the fitness and health area. So I'm your co-host, Laura Jackson, and I'm one of the co-founders of Fit Chicks Academy. I'm also a certified holistic nutritionist and a personal trainer and a fitness business coach.
And I'm your other co-host, Amanda Quinn, also co-founder of Fit Chicks Academy, and I am a certified yoga teacher, personal trainer, I am a mom, and I am also a business coach.
So in each episode, you're going to hear from us either together, sometimes we are completely solo, and sometimes we have on amazing top female experts in fitness, nutrition, and wellness for interviews, as well as in business. So every week is kind of a new adventure with us. So let's dive into this week's episode of Fit Chicks Chat. This is episode number 179, and today we are talking all about business, and specifically because we are in our first week of 2019, we are talking about business planning.
It sounds so like snoozy when you say that, business planning. It's like...
I know. I'm sure that everyone right there was like, okay, and pause.
No, don't pause.
We're going to talk to you in a fun way about planning.
Yeah, as fun as planning can be, we're going to talk about it.
So this is kind of something that, and I know we've been in business now for over 10 years. So we've had Fit Chicks, which was our in-person boot camp company. We run retreats. We have DVDs. We've had a television show. We have launched online certification programs. We've done a lot over the last 10 years. And one thing that I have always disliked the most has been the planning portion. And I realized up until this year, I just thought I didn't like planning. I just thought I'm not a planner. It's not who I am, until I realized that all entrepreneurs and all business owners essentially hate planning as well.
Yeah. Because but I think it's because we do it so poor. Like we don't do it the right way.
We do it wrong.
We think it should be done, but it's not.
It doesn't suit
entrepreneur mindset.
And it's also not done in a way that actually is, it's about performance and it's about actually reaching goals. Planning has always kind of typically been done in this way of just like, these are the things I want to create. These are the numbers. Like there is no clear process of how I'm getting to those goals. It's very much like, these are the numbers I want to reach. This is the goals that I have. And then we're kind of like, okay, now let's just do the rest of the year to kind of get there. And there's not a clear path. So I always think, and I also see, and I mean, we coach a lot of people, a lot of women in their fitness, nutrition, and health businesses and creating online programs. And one thing that I see when we talk to almost every single one of them is that none of them have any type of planning in place. They're just kind of like trying to get through the day to day, which I totally understand, running their business. But then what happens is you're in this hamster wheel where you're literally just like running on like, okay, I do this and this and this and this, and then you're never getting to any type of goal because you're just literally trying to keep your head above water.
Yeah, guys, and we're talking from experience because we know we've done this too.
We've been there. Like,
yeah, 100%. I mean, where, you know, it'd just be like, oh, wait, we didn't plan for this. Like, how many times, Laura, have we forgotten about our Fit Chicks birthday, like our anniversary, until like a week before because we didn't put it in our plan, and then we'd be like, oh, we should probably do something. It's like our birthday. So we should do like a birthday sale or something. What are we going to do? And then like, we wouldn't really like have like a strategic plan. It would just be like, oh, we do something just to do it.
And then you're slapping together materials.
And you're just kind of putting it out there, and it's disrupting your flow of work, and it's disrupting your team, and it's disrupting your energy. Yeah. Like it's, everything gets disrupted because there wasn't a clear plan in place and you didn't acknowledge it. And then there's other times too where you create this plan and it's like so elaborate and so like, I don't know, like almost like there's so much to it that you can't even execute against it.
Well, I know one of the ways, I mean, and Amanda and I both have a background in business, but one of the ways that we were always taught to business plan was to write out like your 5-year plan. And that's kind of the way that most business programs will teach you that, you know, you need to have your 5-year plan, because mm-hmm. that also is what you're going to bring to the bank if you want to get financing. So,
yeah,
you know, we actually ended up doing a 5-year plan once. I remember it was when we had, it was for the Dragon's Den, and part of our due diligence once we got the deal was that we had to put together a 5-year plan. Talk about like the most stressful thing for an entrepreneur to do, because like we are always very forward thinking, but we're not thinking like 5 years down the road. We're like, what the heck? Like, sure.
You just make it up.
Yeah, it was like, and that's what happened.
I think this is where I want to go. But it, you know, for us, it ended up being a good exercise because it allowed for us to see, like, once we did it and we read it over, we're like, ah, I don't even want to do that.
Yeah. Ours kind of became more like, it was almost like a vivid vision. Like, we were like, okay, is this? And then it was like, no, I don't see my life like that. We need to rework this vision. But it was just like this, that's how typically it's like you're supposed to do 5 years out, and then, or you're supposed to do like the next 3 years out. And even a year out for a lot of people is like so overwhelming. But I personally think that a year, and because we're talking about this because it's the first year of first week of January, but you could set your year to say from June to June or from May to May, whatever you want it to be. But having that time to sit down and actually look at what you want to achieve over the next year and then work it backwards and break it down into things that you can actually achieve, you know, starting today or so forth to get to that year. But I know for most people, sorry, we're jumping around a little bit, but I know for most people who are listening to this, like I was saying earlier, we have our clients who are launching their fitness businesses and they're just trying to get through the day to day.
Yeah.
So the first thing that I always say is, well, commit to a day to plan for the year.
I was going to say that's always like, that's always my thing too. Like commit to, and also commit to like, for me, it's like commit to a day per week that you're really going to be like focused on, like kind of making sure that like not a day per week, but like every day you should be looking at your plan and kind of making sure that you're doing things against it. But like you should have like time outside of your day-to-day execution that you're actually thinking about big picture stuff and like focused on that stuff a little bit more.
Yeah, because it's very easy to get into the grind. But I mean, in terms of like right now, if you're listening to this and you're like, I don't have any plan in place, I need to get something in place. First of all, commit to a day. So look at your calendar right now and pick a day within like the next 2 weeks and be like, that is going to be the day I'm carving out 2 hours and I'm going to do my annual plan. I'm going to plan for the next year. So the next 12 calendar months, this is what I want to achieve. So pick the day. And then what I want you to do is if you already have things booked, go in and schedule them in. So for example, just say you run a 8-week boot camp program. And you know that you're going to start that 8-week boot camp program on February 1st. You're going to start it on April 1st. You're going to start it on June 1st, whatever your rolling calendar every 8 weeks. Go in and plug in those dates right away. Because a lot of times we start thinking, like we get into the idea phase and we start thinking about all these things and we get so overwhelmed or we get ideas going and we want to just pump them in at different times. But we already have programs running or we already have things that we have in place that we're like, actually, and I mean, we've done this a million times, where that launch actually overlaps that launch. And when you have your email list or your social media and you're talking about 4 different things at the same time, you're going to have a really hard time getting clients because they're going to be so confused with what you're talking about and what's going on and what's upcoming that they're not going to know what to join, right? Mm-hmm. So if you plug in those days right away, then you can already start to figure out in terms of like your marketing or things like that. If you know you have those launch dates, then you're not going to be doing other things around that time to your group.
To your people.
Yeah. And it also gives you right away an easy way to start to figure out, okay, if I'm launching my 8-week bootcamp on February 1st, well, I should be marketing that for at least 3 weeks beforehand, right? To get buzz, to get people into it. And then flowing through that. So first thing, commit to a date. And the second thing is plug in the dates that you already have. And for us, and this is why Amanda and I like have always been big believers in having a program. You know, we see a lot with our clients and our students that they end up graduating, they become personal trainers or group fitness instructors. And they're just running like buy 10 personal training sessions in a package or, you know, I have a drop-in HIIT class on Wednesdays at 7:00. They have no steady revenue because they have no packages. They have no programs in place. So and also they're not getting people the transformations they want, because if someone's signing up for a 10 class personal training session with you and they go, you know, once every 2 weeks, is that really going to get them results? So thinking about like your clients and having programs in place that you can just keep on running multiple times, or having personal training programs or long-term personal training packages, those are the things that you should be offering like on an ongoing basis to make sure. And then drop-in classes drop-in packages should always be secondary to that. Almost, if I don't even think sometimes you should run them, but.
I don't think you should run them either. I don't think so. Cause I mean, and we hear this all the time with our clients where, you know, they'll be like, oh, but I was always running like drop-in classes. And I'm like, and did you ever show up to class and nobody else did? And they're like, yeah. And I'm like, exactly. Exactly. That's poor planning, because that's a waste of your time, your energy, and your money, especially if you're renting out a facility or a studio or something like that. So you want to plan ahead for those kinds of things. And that's why programs really work.
Because, and the thing too,
and you have the commitment ahead of time from people.
Yeah, you have the commitment. And whether it be an evergreen program, so an evergreen program means that people can sign up at any time. So it runs constantly. So for example, just say you have a personal training package that you offer. So you offer a bronze, silver, and a gold. So bronze, let's say, is a 3-month commitment. Mm-hmm. Silver is a 6-month commitment, and gold is a 12-month commitment. That could be a great evergreen program because they could sign up at any time and start the 3 months with you, or start the 6 months with you, or start the 12 months with you, right? It's not like, for example, running an 8-week boot camp, which would have a launch date. So that's a launch program versus an evergreen program. They can sign up anytime and join you, or your launch program, they have to sign up on the specific date, like February 1, April 1, June 1. Mm-hmm. So they have different types of, you know, marketing that go with either one of them, but those are the things that you should be focusing on, as opposed to having these drop-in classes. So if right now you're listening to this and you're like, oh shoot, all I have are these programs that are literally just like
classes or just one-offs.
Or on my website, it's like sign up for training with Laura, and there's no clear packages and there's no clear programs for people to sign up for. Before you go into planning the rest of your year, I think you should take a step back and figure out what type of program you want to offer. So shameless self-plug, if you're looking to launch an online program in fitness, nutrition, wellness, or anything to do within the health space, we actually have our Fitchix Academy online biz builders lab, which you can check out more information at fitchixacademy.com, where we teach you how to create and launch your own online fitness and health programs in as little as 60 days. So it definitely can be done, but these are things that you definitely need in place if you are going to ever survive or grow your business in this industry. You can't just have these one-off offerings.
Cause you'll honestly just be scrambling constantly. If you don't have a plan to start building out a program, you need to get a plan to start building out a program, because or else you literally will just be like, you know how you people always say like, oh, hustling, like blah, blah, blah. Like,
yeah,
I think you should be working hard, but I don't know. I don't agree with the word like hustling all the time, like hustling all the time, like running around, like from client to client, or like hustling to get clients and stuff. Like, yeah. I feel like you should just be putting in a lot of smart, like you should be doing things smart and putting in a lot of effort and work so that you have a strategy in place, as opposed to just, when I think of the word hustle, I always think of it as like jumping around and like sporadic.
Yeah, I think hustle and bustle. Like, you know,
yeah, like it's like all over the place. Yeah. And you don't want that phonetic energy. Like you don't want it to be like crazy, and you don't want to be anxious. Like, am I going to pay my bills this week and stuff? You need to have a plan so that you can build out a strategy around everything.
Well, and think about, guys, even just hearing that right now, think about how much easier it is, because this podcast is all about planning, to do your annual plan when you have a program or a set package. Because mm-hmm. now you can start to figure out, okay, if this year, if I want to make $10,000 and I charge $100 for my boot camp, let's say. Now that means if I run my boot camp 10 times a year, I need 10 people in each of those classes. You know what I mean? Like, it's a very easy calculation for you to know how many people you need to hit your numbers, where again, most people who are in, who are fitness coaches or personal trainers, they have no goals. They have no idea of how much revenue. They're just hoping for clients, right? So they're kind of like, and again, we've been there, so we get it. Like, we used to have no projections, no plans. At the end of the year, we get our statements from our accountant, we'd be like, we made
it. Yay.
You know what I mean? Like, it was never, we were never like, oh, we had to learn this skill too. So don't feel bad about yourself if you're like, oh my gosh, I literally have been running my business for 5 years and I've never done any planning or anything. Mm-hmm. But the reason it's so important to have these things in place is it's going to take off so much overwhelm for you. And then you are going to have a clear idea. And I know even for us, we actually just sat down and did our annual plans last week with our team. And when we actually crunched out the numbers for our revenue target, when we crunched out the numbers of what we needed to get to that, it suddenly became so doable as opposed to being like, okay, amount of money. And when you're looking at your, like, when you're like, yeah, that sounds like so much money. But when you break it down by the amount of clients that you need in different programs, you're like, whoa, I actually could see that happening. Like,
yeah.
So it's just very important. And it's so much.
It creates possibility in your mind. It takes away the feeling of overwhelm or fear that, like, oh my gosh, I could never get to this. It just, it shows you exactly what you're working towards every single month. When you break it down so that you're like, okay, cool. I know I can reach those goals. And then it allows you to feel every month when you hit those goals, you feel so successful because you're executing against something.
And having a program in place that you already, like, think about that feeling right now. If you just knew right now that you're like, okay, I'm setting my plan for the next year. I know exactly what programs I'm running. I have this program. I know because every time I run it, I'm going to use the same different types of marketing. I've got all the materials developed. I know how many people I need in each program to get to where I want to go. Like, does that not feel so much less overwhelming than just feeling like, okay, it's New Year's. I know January's busy for fitness.
I'm
just
going to
get as many clients as I can. And then, you know what I mean? As opposed to being like, okay.
And I'm just going to hope they're going to stay with me. Yeah. And I don't really have a plan if they leave and I don't have a follow-up strategy and I don't have a marketing. Like, when you start thinking about it from that perspective and you start like looking at it as like, okay, well, I can continue to live in this chaos in this hustle world, or I can have a plan that I'm executing against. And then if you start executing against the plan and you notice that it's not really working, then you just go in and you rejig it. You don't, just because you made the plan for the year, you don't have to stick to that exact plan, but it's a guide. It's essentially like your stepping stones for every single day. So you know how to reach those goals. And then if you have to make tweaks and changes along the way, you go ahead and you make those, but you always keep a clear idea of that end result. So like, it's, if your end result is to get X amount of clients to work with and blah, 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 always keep that as your goal. Don't change that. Just change your strategy that you're leading up to get to there.
Well, and that's why again, well, like, I will say this a zillion times to anyone who asks me, they're like, what, like, when people are like, what is your biggest advice for someone who's starting a business in fitness and nutrition, wants to grow their business in fitness nutrition, or is looking to go online in fitness and nutrition? I'm like, develop a program, a signature program.
Yeah.
That's yours. Like, and there is a certain science to it, and it sounds so overwhelming, but really it's just a science to it. So you need to understand how that actually works from a strategic standpoint. If you already have a program in place, great, schedule it in. And, you know, that's going to be essentially for now, that might just be your only planning you're doing so far. And if you don't have a program, I want you to schedule in right now when you're going to start building your program.
Yeah. And if you do have a program though, and you are building it into your calendar, like the schedule, once you have it scheduled in, then look back and see where there's holes in your calendar and places where you can maybe start, like, you know, how you're going to support that program. Like, and that's what you use that downtime for. You don't use it for like, okay, well then I'm just going to like do random promos to try to like push something else or whatever. Like, figure out, just focus on the program. If you focus on the program, you'll get really great results.
And we also, like, even throughout our online business builders lab, we talk about how to create your launch calendar and, you know, all that stuff to do with like promotions, which right now probably sounds really overwhelming to hear all these steps, but we go through all of that. But if you want to get stuff up right away, and this is another thing that kind of going into the planning stuff, but I find that a lot of people, once they're committed to, yes, okay, I don't have a program in place, I've just been kind of scrambling with one-off classes and I want to develop a program, they kind of go everything on hold while they develop the program, which is, if you have the finances to do that and you're okay with doing that, that's fine. But for most of us, you still need revenue coming in. You still need clients while you're developing this program. So the two things that I recommend to put in place on your annual plan right now if you are going to take time away to build your program is, number one, if you're offering group programs, buy a Done For You program. We have a program called the Complete Bootcamp Bundle. It's an 8-week Done For You program. You can check it out at fitchexacademy.com. Mm-hmm. It basically is 97 workouts. It takes you through how to build,
how to execute it, how to run it.
Yeah. And then
all your templates, everything.
It becomes a plug and play. So as I mentioned, if you're going to run an 8-week bootcamp, you know, 5 times next year, right now, you can literally go to our website right now and buy that and implement an 8-week bootcamp right now on your plan. You literally,
and if you like 2 clients would pay it back the price. It's crazy. So then it's like everybody else that signs up for it is then profit for you.
Exactly.
And so you don't have to spend the months building it. It took us years to perfect it.
Yeah. It's literally from our signature boot camps that we were running with FitChix that we grew it to be Canada's largest women's only fitness company. So that's something where I know some people shy away from the idea, but you've got to think, what can I do with the least amount of effort to get the quickest results while I'm working towards what I want to work towards? So buy the Done For You program, get it up, plot that into your calendar now for the next year, and you already have a group program growing while you develop your own signature program. Because a lot of people, you know, you want to talk about different things. It could be intermittent fasting. It could be...
Or you just take one of the Done For You programs and you just start building out, following the same strategy, but then you just start inserting your own information into it once you get comfortable with the flow and the strategy of it.
Yeah, I still recommend, though, building your own signature program. Like, that's why, you know, even in the Online Best Builders Lab, it's because it's something that will be signature to you and that's totally different in the market. Having a Done For You program, it's really great. But if you want to really grow your brand and you personally, you should develop your own thing. Done For You programs, to me, they're almost like, they're great ways.
It's like a franchisee model almost.
Yeah, exactly. And it's a great way to get revenue in while you are building your other stuff. Or you might just want to execute those if you don't want to build your program. But if you are someone who wants to build your own business, build your own brand, I totally think you need your own
signature. Oh, no. And I wasn't suggesting that they don't build their own program. I just mean, if you have a Done For You program and you feel like the information is getting stale, start adding in your new stuff, but you're still just following the same template and guide while you're building your own signature program in the background.
Yeah.
You're using that still, and then you're just kind of inserting new content or whatever, or something, if you, something else that you are passionate about that you really want to talk about, insert it into that same template, but just continue to build your program in the background.
So yeah, so for right now, like, that's number one solution, and you can get that up literally if you, after listening to this, if you go to fitchexacademy.com,
you can get it overnight.
Yeah. You'll see 100 Done For You programs, and you literally can just have your year of 8-week boot camps planned out right now and start generating revenue. The second thing that I think that you should do if you're a personal trainer, so if you're someone who just wants personal training clients, that I'm a huge believer in offering transformation packages. So not, like we were saying, not, you know, buy 10 sessions with me. Get people to commit for 3 months, 6 months, or a year. And I know a lot of times people are like, that's really overwhelming. That's going to be a lot of money to ask someone for. But people want to pay for transformation. They don't want to pay just to work out with you. So in their mind, when they're purchasing from you, committing to 5 personal training sessions is the same emotional journey as it is to committing to 3 months, 6 months, 12 months. And the hardest thing when it comes to, you know, selling your programs or planning your year is getting over that emotional side with your clients. That's why I'm like, we're such huge believers at FitChix, both you and I, about it takes the same amount of effort to sell a cheap product than it does to sell an expensive product. Mm-hmm. And which one, though, when you look at each of them, which one is going to help your client the most to actually transform? Well, it's going to be the one where you can give more support, you can give them more time, you can, you know, give them more consistency. So that's why I give them, package it out, not like 10 sessions, do it as 3 months, and then figure out maybe you're going to meet with them once a week, twice a week. Is it nutrition programming? Is it all of this stuff? But do it as a package and then do a flat rate price for that package. And that way you're going to find it a lot easier to be like, okay, even though it's evergreen and they can sign up whenever, that you literally can start to calculate, if I get 10 clients on my bronze package, 5 clients on my silver, 5 clients on my gold, now this, I've hit my revenue goals for the year, and I can have money coming in right now. Because the thing that's cool about that too is, if you are a solopreneur, if it's just you and you are the only personal trainer, it's going to be very quick for you to get up that package, because really all you need is your own time. You don't need to rely on, you know, if you're running different group fitness programs and you need to find a space and you need to do this and you need to do that. If you're doing, let's say, home personal training or personal training in a gym, boom, you have something you can start tomorrow.
I was just going to add to that too, when you were saying like to build out a package and then just have a flat rate price, the psychology behind pricing too and behind purchasing is that when people see personal, like say buy 10 sessions at $50 an hour, people, they do, or even if it's 10 sessions at $500, they immediately are like, oh, that's $50 an hour. That's what I'm paying. I'm paying $50 an hour. That's where they feel like, oh, that's expensive. Versus if it's a flat rate, but it's a package, it's a bundle package that includes more than just like personal training. Maybe it's like you have a nutrition plan with it, you have coaching calls with it, you have a check-in or whatever. They no longer, your clients can no longer break it down based on a per hour basis. It's just a package. And so now it takes away that like overwhelming feeling of like, oh, that's expensive, because they see the value in it and they no longer are breaking. They're no longer seeing your service as a per hour service. They're seeing it as an opportunity. So it's a really, really good strategy to get away from that, you know, oh, I want to do personal training, but it's too expensive per hour. That will help break you through that sort of barrier with your clients.
Well, and that's where it's funny that you said that, because it's so, I mean, and as soon as, because as soon as people see that number, because that's something that I even know I do. Like, you know, when you're looking on someone's page and you're like, okay, five sessions are $75 each. At 10 sessions, they're $50 each. At 20, they're $40 each, let's say. Well, that's the end result, though. That's still really expensive to pay 20 at 40 and blah. And it becomes this whole math calculation in your mind.
Yeah.
And it's the worst thing to do, because you lose the fact of how people buy an emotion. Mm-hmm. So now you've just turned this into a logical process.
And numbers thing.
Yeah. It becomes logical. So now they need to validate in their minds, well, can I spend that $2,000 right now on this? Mm-hmm. Whereas if you focus on the emotional side of their transformation and have it like, you know, you're going to get bi-weekly personal training sessions. You're going to get a nutrition plan for 12 weeks. You're going to get daily check-ins with me via text or via Voxer. You're going to get base price $2,000. Suddenly now, they're not trying to break down, like you said, each thing to validate that number. It's not logical. It's emotional. Exactly. They're seeing, oh my God, if she's going to help me with my nutrition, that's going to take away from my emotional eating. If she's going to be with, check in with me every week, that's going to keep me accountable. Like, they start to be like, that's emotionally validating. So when you start doing drop-in classes and you start doing just numbers packages, you're just playing a logical game. And that's why most people fail in it. And it's so interesting. We talk a lot about this in our online biz builders lab, the psychology behind buying and selling. Because when you and I learned this stuff, it was a game changer. And we were kind of doing it in our marketing when we first started. We didn't realize, because we were just mimicking what we were seeing out there. You know what I mean? Like, we were seeing other people's offering, because doing market research.
We were doing it as packages. Yeah.
But we were offering an 8-week bootcamp program. We sold it as you get all of these things for the $159 a month. Mm-hmm. Which, you know, again, logically, when people say, well, I could go to the gym and by myself and I could pay 30, 40 bucks a month for a membership, or why would I pay $159? And you and I were always like, even though we didn't know it, we're like, well, this is not a gym membership. This is a program. You're signing up for a program, and a program has all these benefits to it. And like, but when we tapped into that, it's been a total game changer for us.
100%.
So that's, guys, is kind of wrapping up the beginning of your annual planning. We're going to move in a future podcast. We're going to dive a little bit deeper in this, but we think you guys have got enough to do's as it is. So just to recap, if you are listening to this right now and you do not have a plan in place, you're certified in fitness, nutrition, wellness, any area of it, you don't have a plan in place for 2019, in the next 2 weeks, I want you to sit down to, actually right now after this podcast, plan a date within the next 2 weeks that you're going to carve out 2 hours or even an hour to do your plan for the next year.
Yeah.
Secondly, if you have any type of programs already that you're running, plot them into the calendar, all of their start dates. If you do not have a program already and you're commit to building one, learning how to build one, check us out at fitchexacademy.com for our online biz builders lab, which is launching after January 15th. So, you can actually join. We have a free Facebook group called Build Your Online Fitness Nutrition Business with Fitchex Academy. We'll link it underneath this video. where you can start to join us week to week. You'll get updates as to when we're going live and when the program opens. But commit to building a program. And thirdly, in the meantime, you've got to be making money. So don't set yourself up for failure. Start making money right now. Buy a done for you program. We have our complete bootcamp bundle at fitchacademy.com. You can have your year of boot camps already booked. And if you're a personal trainer, really try to commit to writing out what you want to include in a 3, 6, and 12 month package. And that's what you're going to be offering right away. And you should be able to write that within a day. And that will help you build income while you build your other areas. And then in future podcasts, we'll talk to you guys about different things to do with how to set your numbers, how to set your sales goals,
how to build a signature package and all those things.
Yeah. But if you don't have any programs to run as it is, or you don't have a plan of the dates you're running those programs already, all that stuff's for nothing. So get that in the calendar first, and then we'll add the other stuff to you guys next time. Okay, guys, so with that, we are going to wrap this up. As I mentioned earlier, first of all, Happy New Year's. This is the first week.
Happy New Year.
If you aren't certified already, we have some awesome upcoming certification programs at fitchacademy.com, our Fitness Nutrition Expert Program, and our Holistic Nutrition Weight Loss Expert Program. As I also mentioned, we have all of our Done For You programs, as well as information on our business program at fitchacademy.com. And then if you are loving our podcast, please make sure to leave us a review on iTunes. These reviews actually really help us to boost in our rankings and to help spread our message and get more people more information on how to build their amazing fitness businesses. And we like to help.
Yes, we love to help.
Okay, chicks, have an awesome week, and we will see you and talk to you in next week's podcast.
And just one last thing I wanted to add in. Once you actually have your date and you're committing to it and you're like, this is the date, I want you to comment below this and tell us what the date is. Just like put it in there, or just be like, date set or something, so that we know that you are committed. Because when you put it out there and you say it, it's like it forces you to be even that much more accountable. We want you guys to be successful.
Yeah. Come and post it over in our group.
Yeah.
Your online fitness and nutrition business with Fitchix Academy. You search Fitchix Academy, it's going to come up on Facebook, all of our groups, and that is our business one specifically. So
we join us there.
We share a lot of our inside tips and tricks, as well as our lessons that we've gone through, things that work, systems we like, programs we like, all that stuff that's going to really help you get to your goals. Okay, guys, we will talk to you next week. Bye.
Okay, bye.
Thanks for listening to the Fit Chicks Chat Podcast. Want more healthy love? Visit www.fitchicks.com for amazing resources, free workouts, recipes, tips, and so much more to help you live your healthiest and fiercest life, inside and out.